Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. What is going on, everybody, and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. The off day is over. Thank God.
Yeah, bro. Not an off day guy.
If you don't recognize that voice, one of the heartbeats of Yankee Twitter, Dan Allen Rourke. Dan, how you doing?
Dude, I'm doing really good. Pumped to be here. It's an honor, as always, the second time now, so... I'm almost a regular. You might want to call me
You're
regular.
You're almost now. A regular. Yeah. Filling in. Jim's crazy busy these days. Joe's, some rumors online about him. Hope he's all right. Not sure what all that was about. Did you
Me
see
neither,
any of
bro.
That?
Nah, I actually don't exactly know the origin of that.
I don't know.
I heard you had something to do with that, or was it talking baseball or something?
We're not sure.
Yeah.
We're not sure. We just hope Joe's is okay.
Yeah.
BBD, speedy, how you doing?
Just wishing Joe's a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Confusing.
I'm happy to see all the support for him.
Yeah, the New York Post is covering it too, apparently. You see that?
I did see that.
Yeah. So
you think Zach Britton comes back this year?
Do I think? Yeah, I do. I How effective too. Will he be? I don't know, but he's coming back.
Johnny Loaisiga?
Don't know when he's coming back, but hope he comes back strong.
Okay. Well, yeah. We'll cover all that and more on the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. The Minnesota Twins. How about it? Your current leaders in the AL Central, White Sox, disappointing. Other teams stink. The Minnesota Twins have been in first place for a while now. Since, I'd say, week two of the season, they kind of got it going and have been on top. Excited to see what they look like. Gary?
Yes.
Gio?
Gio doesn't do as much for me, not gonna lie. Yeah, Gary, though, especially, I'm looking forward to seeing. But, Gio, that's cool, too. But, Gary's having a really good season, yo. Well, really good in terms of, you know.
Right.
How he finished as a Yankee.
Catchers.
But he's above average offensively. And I was reading a couple of tweets from, like, Twins fans, at least going by the eye test. Apparently, he hasn't been awful defensively. Now, like, his defensive metrics aren't, sure. like, insane. But I guess more so from, like, he hasn't had any too crazy, like, Gary blunders.
From what Yankee fans let his reputation on Twitter become, I think he's
far surpassed
what they expected when they got him.
Yeah, I tweeted after the day, because the Athletic wrote a story about it, how the Twins, they're apparently really, like, our Twins fans and the clubhouse is excited about or enthused about his work ethic and stuff.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You know? And we always heard that he was lazy, so I'm happy for Gary.
We heard that from fans. We never heard that
everybody
from
in the locker
anyone,
room.
Anyone in the New York
said.
Yankees.
Yeah, I want to clarify the white reason I'm saying that is because Gary isn't lazy. All we've ever heard from people in the clubhouse is that he's a hardworking dude and good to be around.
Yeah.
I told you, okay, we're getting away from the pregame show, but that's why I love it. If I told you Gary Sanchez could be a Yankee tomorrow, but no Higgy or Trevino, would you press the button?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah. But what if keep Trevino and stay in place everyday outfield and you need a DH? Not
we
against
already,
it.
Dan,
DH
we got bodies,
to play
dude.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it with the lineup a little bit. DJ LeMahieu leading off, playing second base. Yes.
Second base today.
Aaron Judge, the best center fielder in baseball.
Yeah. Concrete.
I think you could say that. Concrete. Rizzo at first base. Stanton DHing. Josh Donaldson at third. Hicks. In left field, batting sixth. Kiner Falefa at short, hitting seventh. Trevino has been on a little bit of a heater lately. Check out those numbers, Dan.
Yeah, bro, and I'm the only one in the office that hasn't met him. He came in that day, and I was not here. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Gabe met him. Max met him. Hody met him. Everybody else met him, but me.
Like him.
Yeah.
I think you'd like him. We'll get him back. He's a good dude.
I've heard he's, yeah.
He's talking about how he's going to come back, so.
Good dude.
I'll catch him.
Joey Gallo in right field, hitting ninth to finish off the lineup with Jameson Taillon on the mound. Do you like this lineup, Dan?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's not the... I was hoping, and I still am hoping that at some point we'll get like the... I don't know if you still want to call it like the fully operational Death Star lineup, but the best lineup doesn't have Hicks in it. It would have Gleyber in it. I think that's two straight games in a row Glaber's not playing. But yeah, no, it's nice. But yeah, I mean, Boone said at some point he's probably going to play Stanton in the outfield. I guess that's what will be like the... If Stan's in the outfield, that's when it'll get us the best lineup possible, which has, once again, Gleyber in it. But, yeah.
Stan coming off the IL, so they're going to slow play him more than they normally do.
And they've been enjoying Gallo in right field, and that does allow them to keep him there for now. Yeah.
And I do like Gallo in the nine hole, too. I think Gallo in the nine hole is
nice. I do, too.
Yeah.
Nine hole Gallo in right field. I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
I need to see a lot more, but I'm interested in that. Let's see. Did Gleyber play Sunday? Yeah. That was the...
Oh, he did?
The 10
inning. That's somebody told me. Somebody told me he was playing... He missed two straight games.
Because I was looking at that because I was going to be suspect because he had that shoulder.
Oh, when, yeah.
Was that the Sunday game or was that Saturday?
I think it might have been the previous series.
After the off day, whatever. Won't read into it. Good players have to sit for this Yankees team right now, which is a good problem to have. So on the bench today, they have Carpenter and Gleyber. And, dude, I think they really are going to like... I think Carpenter, unfortunately, is going to be on the bench. Or how about this? Carpenter, Hicks, and Gallo. Because I think they'll want a pinch hit lefty option.
Mm.
And then I think one of the righties, like Gleyber or Donaldson rest day, or one of the righties. Because I think they secretly like 7th or 8th inning comes around and they're down. They have a lefty-righty pinch hitter.
Yeah,
I think they're going to start doing that.
Makes sense.
Especially on days Higgy's catching, Trevino's swinging a good stick right now. Yeah. But with him, too, they have the catchers.
I just, having Hicks and Gallo in the lineup.
Ideally, you just have one of them.
Ideally, it would just be one.
Yeah, for now.
Coming off an off day, whatever. I mean, the Yankees are in a good spot. If they can get one of them going, I'm open to that.
Yeah.
I'm open to that. How about Jameson Taillon, dude?
Yeah, man. He's what's up.
Last two starts. Two
whole
hits.
Season. Yeah. Insane. Not Taillon, bro. And, like, if it weren't for Nestor, I mean, Taillon would be, like, the story of the rotation this year. I mean, like, everybody's pitching well, obviously, but, like, you know, you talk about, like, what Yankees going to make the All-Star team. And, like, you look at statistically right now, Taillon and Nestor have been the best two starters on the team.
Select them all and then have none of them go.
Sounds good to me.
Have Nestor go. Well,
yeah, start the All-Star game.
Nestor, you can go start.
Yeah. He's earned it.
Yeah. Don't get hurt.
JMO, you can go too.
We talked about this briefly at a Dunkin' Donuts in New York City. Damn.
We did.
Who would your playoff 1-2-3 be right now?
My playoff 1-2-3? Okay, yeah. Well, Cole would get game one because there's still the status of, you know, being the ace. You gave him the money, Cole. And, you know, Cole pitches those games, the big games. Then I would follow with Nestor. Nestor would be the number two.
I think I agree.
And then I feel like the big question is who would be the number three? And right now, just for the fact of, I think Sevy's stuff translates to the bullpen the best out of all of them. If somebody does have to go to the pen out of the starters, I think, and with how he's pitching, I would go Taillon 3. Taillon 3. So, yeah.
If Sevy was bought into being a bullpen weapon, yes.
Yeah. You think what?
Sevy
you have to, like,
that
get him.
Pill, bro.
That stuff, that doesn't really mean all that much to me. Like, in a nice way. Like,
right.
I love Sevy. Like, I don't really care to put
you can be as important as a part of the playoff run.
Yeah, like you're still going to play a pivotal role and, you know, whatever gives the team the best chance to win is, I feel like, what everybody should be okay with, you know?
Yeah.
So I
think it gets tricky because, like, Sevy sees himself as kind of Cole, right?
Yeah.
Like in his head?
Yeah. But also, you can't be too upset when, although Sevy's having a really good year, like, there are better options than you technically when you look at statistics. Like, who's
it's
having
his
the
own
better
skills
year?
Working against him.
Mm.
A little
yeah.
bit.
Because he
like
does.
The fact he can do that.
Absolutely.
Stuff does go there, and you point to everyone's rolling, and how many times have we seen the teams kick a guy to the pen, and they're the most like important part of
they're a
series.
Weapon.
Mm-hmm.
They're a weapon. Okay, little playoff talk. Twins June series. You said you don't watch a lot of Twins. Are you looking for anything? Do you really care?
I wouldn't mind if we were up. Say no matter what you want to win, but
sure.
If we were up big. We're up in any way that ends in a W. I wouldn't mind seeing Gary go deep or
Gary
even having
Homer.
Like a crazy revenge game. If he could hit like two homers and the Yankees still win, that
okay.
might be ideal. I'm a big Gary guy. I mean, like the way I am with Judge, it was Gary it kind of was Gary originally. When Gary came up, like, he was the guy. And, like, you know, obviously he wasn't, like, the as good of a player as we wanted him to be. Like, expectations kind of screwed him over in a way, too. But, like, just from, like, an emotional, like, a personal attachment to him, like, Gary will always be my dude. So, like, I want to see him do well. And that's, like, I was saying before. Like, I'm pumped to see him doing relatively well.
You want Gio to strike out 4 times.
I ain't got nothing against Gio. It's just... I was ready to move on from Gio. I think that's what it was. There was a world where I was like, yo, Gary Sanchez can still be my starting catcher. Yeah, there was a world where Gary Sanchez could still be my starting catcher this year, whereas Gio Urshela, I mean, like, the writing was on the wall. I mean, he was not going to, if anything, maybe be, like, a backup infielder going into this year. So, like, I think I already emotionally distanced myself from him. But, like, I'm sitting here June 2022, and, like, I still, like I said, I got that feeling for Gary. So, I hope he does well.
It's it blows my mind every time. Yankee fans are rooting for Gary.
Oh, yeah.
You, me, BBD, Joe's, Jimmy, the whole office.
Yeah.
Like, outside of, like, the drunks and the bleachers.
Yeah.
Like, that still doesn't, like, connect in my head.
Yeah, and...
you think Yankee fans would be like, oh...
Well, because they were... Like, they
kind of move on, but we kind of haven't. Well,
the people we're talking about are the people that were rooting against him when he was wearing pinstripes. So, you know, I'll never really understand.
I like that logic. Late Gary Homer... Off Marinaccio, 8th inning.
Cool with me.
Yanks are up 8-1.
Yeah.
It gets them over whatever the over-under is.
Solo shot.
Let it affect that.
Do you think he has any, like, you know how athletes always want to have, like, a chip on the shoulder or whatever? Do you think he's kind of feeling that today? Like, former team, kind of, whether or not he actually feels or not, kind of trying to stir up, like, the FU vibes.
Well, dude, isn't that Gary? Like, it's not a chip, because, like, that's not Gary. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not wired that way.
Yeah.
Like, he's not Donaldson. He's not. But Gary wants...
You want to go deep.
Gary wants to have a big series.
Yeah, anybody that's human would want to do well against your former team. Like,
if he has 2 homers this series, like, I would bet on the second homer, he either, like, pimps it or, like, gives, like, a wink or something. Like, dude, Gary's fun. He just got so attacked by the media, he never let it show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it definitely did get to his head towards the end a lot. I mean, even when... Before things started to really get really bad, I mean... You go back to, like, 2018, you guys may remember, like, when he was having that down year and then he came back from the IL, like he was pressing. Like, it was quite obvious that, like, I think they were even talking about it. Like, he had, like, 18 home runs, and, like, I feel like he even wanted to just get to that 20 homer mark just to, like, and when he was doing that, like, you could see, you know, he was putting a little too much pressure on himself, and like, that kind of really manifested towards the end. So, I think he's in a good spot in Minnesota. I mean, the way Plouffe talks about it, like, it's probably a much better environment. Like, you know, a little, like, we were talking before with the media, like, a little more low-key, a lot more low-key out there.
Put together a nice little season.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they get in the postseason, maybe has a moment or something there. Yankee fans are rooting for Gary. I think that's funny.
Yeah.
Pitching path to victory. The bullpen's been rested. Mm-hmm. Tyone has been awesome. I mean, Clay Holmes is available. He hasn't pitched in 2 days. There's your 9th. They probably would like to not use Mike King.
I was going to ask. He
pitched back-to-back days before the off day, and he's still adjusting to reliever life. I don't think he should necessarily be out of this game, but you ideally would rather go Peralta, Castro.
Yeah.
Bullpen's kind of thin, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's why it's so clutch with the starting pitching he's been doing. I mean, that's kind of gone from, like, you know, it was one of our biggest strengths to, like, now. I think we got to get multiple relievers. Unless you want to really rely on Britton coming back.
Right.
You want to rely on Britton coming back, you still got to get at least one, in my opinion. And, like, what is Chapman when he comes back?
Where's Steven Ridings, you think?
Isn't he still hurt?
Do you think he was ever real?
What, his injury?
No, like, did he exist?
What do you mean?
do you think we all just imagined him
for, like, an inning? It's possible, yo. A lot of weird things went on last year.
Think about it.
Yeah.
6'9" redheaded guy?
Yeah.
People said, did you get compared to Ridings?
I did, yo, but, like, only by, like, one person compared to, like, the other 9-10 people that were calling me Nick Nelson all the time.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot about Nick Nelson way too much. Stuff.
And, like,
sorry about
no offense to Nick Nelson, but, like,
you should have the same, like, shape of the head.
I guess so, yeah. That must be what it is.
Is he pitching well this year? 27.2 innings for Nick Nelson, a 3.9 ERA.
Really? I kept in the Phillies circles on the internet that I'm involved in.
Sure.
Don't know how that happened. But most people's complaints about Joe were that he was going to Nick Nelson really often.
Yeah, he had a couple tough appearances. He's like a multi-inning guy for them.
3.90 ERA, yo. I mean, hey, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him. Yeah.
I never went and looked at the numbers after seeing all those complaints, and that's not what I expected them to be.
Remember when that changeup first showed up, and we were all like, damn.
He had one outing last year. I think it was against, like, the Orioles or something, where he pitched, like, a scoreless inning, and he was, like, strutting off the mound. Remember that? Like, all right, maybe something might be, you know, might have something here, but nah. That was a dark time last year with the bullpen. And who was pitching in the ninth last year in that Boston game with extra innings? Who was that? It was
Krisky.
Krisky, that was tough. That was tough. We've come a long way. We've come a long way.
And Nelson gave up runs his first two appearances and a 3.3 ERA in the 21 innings since. So,
and like you said, the starting pitching has been covering that.
Mm-hmm.
Like there hasn't been a game that we've had to pick up the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth inning in a long time.
Yeah.
Because if we do need that, like, you're looking at, like, Licky's never pitching.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't pitched in a while. Like, you might get a Marinaccio or Banuelos inning in there.
Yeah.
So let's go J-Mo. How about this? If Mike King's out, who would you rather have in the eighth inning, Wandy or Miguel Castro?
In a close game. One run?
I'll say 2 runs.
2 runs?
So you can breathe a little bit.
All right. I think I'll go Castro. But, like, in a one-run game, I just don't like Castro for the fact that he walks gets everybody left and right. But the thing is with him, he's, like, that classic reliever that, like, when he's on, he's incredible.
Right.
But, like, when he's not on, it's, like, you know, the end of the world.
Pull the plug.
And his role, he's not going to get the credit when he comes in and does well.
Yeah. I'd say, like, the ceiling for Castro is definitely higher, but, like, the consistency of Peralta, I feel like I'm a little more comfortable with. But in a multi-run lead, Castro right now.
Like, if we were going full sports radio, I think I'd say Wandy in a one-run game, Castro in a 2-run game.
That's the same vibe I'm on, yeah.
Castro's main issue when he's not on is he's walking guys and just, like, shit happens.
So you got Tyone basically going 7, and then we're turning it over to either Castro or...
Yeah, Wandy. I mean, even if it's 6, which, again, the fact that we can say that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then you do Wandy and Castro, and you just pick a better lane.
Mm-hmm.
Wandy, by the way, 18.1 innings, 1.96 ERA.
Pitching well. From the get-go, yo, once Loazgo was going down in Green, like, kind of looked at him as, like, yo, this is a guy that they're going to have to use to not step up because he's always pitched well, but he's going to get high leverage innings.
Actually used.
Yeah.
And he hasn't, like, blown up. He's got 4 games where he gave up 1 run.
And he's likable as hell.
Dude, they say he's the funniest guy. Did you read that Cuddy thing?
Nah, I didn't.
Cuddy wrote a story talking about the belt, and they said, you know, they were talking about it a little bit, and they said that, like, Wandy, because when you win the belt, you have to give, like, a little speech.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, some guys are serious, some guys are silly, like, depends the vibes.
Yeah.
Why you got it. And
they said Wandy's belt speech, they said he's, like, the funniest guy in the world.
He looks it, too. Like, you see, like, he has, like, that this smile.
The way they treat him.
Like, he has that smile where, like, you look at him, like, even if you never spoke a word to him, you just, like, that guy probably could make some people laugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a silly goose.
Yeah.
He's a silly guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't take stuff too seriously. Homer Draft, it's the Homer Draft. Homer Draft is brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code PREGAME. You'll get $20 off your first time using SeatGeek. SeatGeek's the best. You've probably seen. I've been at some games this year. Joe's McFly's been at some games this year.
I'm going to my first game probably this month.
You are?
Via SeatGeek. Yeah, I think so, at least. Okay. I'm going to try to work that out. Probably more so towards the end. I think the Astros are coming to town, so.
End of the month, yeah.
Yeah, so I got to make my appearance for that. And
you think that might be your game this year?
Yeah, I think so. Dude, they almost kicked me out in the first inning of the Astros series last year.
What happened?
Well, I was, you know, doing the usual, like, calling Altuve the P word, and then the guy said to me, he came up to me. This actually happened multiple times last year. He's like, it's too early for that, man. And then, like, I continued to do it.
Where were you sitting?
I had nice seats. Okay. I was in, like, this is, I don't ever really sit in nice seats, but I was in, not Legends, but, like the tier below Legends, you know? I don't want to say I almost got kicked out, but then the guy came back over to me a second time.
Right.
And he's like, we can't keep having you doing that, man. And, like, so I kind of felt possible kicked out vibes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You were a step away.
Yeah, that's kind of, I feel like if I took it
step
one step
away from a conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
but, yeah, man. So I think Astros series I'll probably be at.
I feel like Judge could have got that MVP award over him.
Over Altuve?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good thought by you. Even without the cheating, it wasn't close. It really is funny when you look back at it, like how, I don't know if we realized at the time how much of like a gap there was between Judge's and Altuve's stats.
That was Judge's MVP.
It really was.
But he'll get one this year.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Already. That's fine. Yeah.
It's on pace. The Homer draft. BBD, who's got first pick?
That's a good question. Where we last on? I think it's your pick, Jake.
Okay.
You got the first pick.
The Twins.
You pick an opposing team? That's how you pick for the... Oh, no.
No, no, no. I'm just... I'm mentally...
Yeah, okay.
I'm mentally picturing... Cole Sands is pitching for the Twins.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah?
I saw his... Yeah. Because I was seeing it before. I was like, oh, it's a TBD. And then right as I was seeing it was a TBD, it refreshed and popped up
Cole Sands.
I was like, yeah, he's a pretty good-looking dude.
Guy? Okay. Yeah. Well, that changes my pick a little bit.
Florida State?
You know what? You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
Because I'd almost feel bad. I will take Anthony Rizzo with the first pick. I think Rizzo is going to be hot month, cold month, hot month, cold month. I think this is going to be a hot month. He's got a couple homers in his last few games. Minnesota Twins, Cole Sands. I'll go Rizzo. Maybe a couple times.
Nice. Am I allowed to pick whoever I want?
You're allowed to pick whoever you want, and you get the next two picks.
Okay, word. Well, first one is going to be Aaron Judge, because he has to get back on pace now. Right. You know, he didn't homer in the game before. And, dude, I'm not just going for Maris now. I thought about it, dude. I want Bonds.
You want Bonds.
I want Bonds. Not that it necessarily matters, because I consider Maris's 61 to be the legitimate home run record. Right. But if Judge keeps his current consistent pace, which, once again, is like pacing for over 60 homers, if he keeps that pace and then has like a crazy month on top of that, Barry Bonds entered the All-Star break with 39 home runs in 2001 to finish with 73. Judge is currently on pace, I'm pretty sure, for 34 before the break. So say he just has a crazy week, couple multi-homer games.
Yeah.
Dude, even if he was chasing 70, how insane would that be? But now, regardless, I want him to get past Maris, and he's got to keep that pace up. And I think he's going to do that, hitting multiple homers this series, but definitely one tonight.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, pretty good pick. I feel like you kind of can't go wrong with that.
Who would you want to pair with him?
I have it in my head, fresh off the Minnesota series last year, but like Stan, I'm pretty sure had a couple big homers.
Okay.
Is that too cliche if I go with Stan?
I think those are great picks.
Your last time on the Talking Yanks pregame show, you picked Judge and Stan.
Okay, I'm not doing that then. Dude, you know what?
A little redemption?
Nah. Right field, Joey Gallo.
Okay,
Judge and Gallo. There we go. We got to set up, anytime I come on this show, bro, we got to set up some new rules or something, because like I'm going to automatically probably pick Judge and Stan, so you guys have to keep me in check with
that. I mean, Dan, the people know me at this point. I have a little too much of a heart to try to take Judge if you're on the show.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll be like you get Judge and I get like three guys or something.
I think we should start doing that.
Jake gets the other three.
Yeah. Or maybe
Or maybe like you should you just pick two Judge, guys. So right. Like I can't.
I don't know if I could do that.
Jake just picks two.
Or maybe
you
it's
go.
Like I get the catcher that day too.
Okay. So wait, you're always going to be picking. So as in you'd always pick a catcher to homer that day, you're saying?
So like I'm going to take Donald. You left Stanton.
Stanton. He had a bomb. I think he had a couple bombs last year in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's kind of hitter's ballpark. Stanton just looks at Twins pitchers like me.
Yeah.
He's kind of the pig. I'll go Rizzo and Stan. I'm fine with that.
Rizzo and Stan?
I like those guys.
Yeah, me too.
Those guys hit homers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you are Judge and Gallo.
Judge and Gallo.
I mean, this is what we thought the homer draft would be before the season. Mm-hmm. You know? Judge, Gallo. I'm going Rizzo, Stanton. What's the over-under for this game, BBD?
It's a good question.
Thank you. You think Gallo looks good in right field?
I do, definitely. I was hoping, you know, I saw somebody say that his offensive numbers were better out of right field, so I checked to see if that's true. It is not true as of yet.
Right.
But, you know, they always say if you're comfortable, you also might start hitting. If you're comfortable in the outfield or defensively, you might start hitting better as well, you know.
Glaber.
So maybe we'll get there. Yeah, exactly.
It's 8.5.
8.5?
8.5.
Let's go over. The Twins, come on.
8.5, that's total runs.
Total runs. Both teams.
Yeah, I don't ever like rooting for the under, yo.
Tyone's really good.
But the Yankees are going to score.
Like a 6-1 win, you're under.
But it's gonna be 7-1.
6-2 win, you're still under.
It's gonna be 7-1, and then Gary's gonna clip Wandy for a solo shot at the end.
I'm taking the under, actually. I'm taking the under, just because I believe in Tyone too much.
You know what, Dan? I'm going to go under, too.
I naturally was going to root for the over because that's just what I like to do.
Right.
But, like, that's what I do outside of Yankee games. Like, I like to – because rooting for the under is usually boring as hell. Like, I did that in basketball a couple times. It's like, what are you rooting for? Are you rooting for, like, a low-scoring game?
Missed shots.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do
that. It's not fun.
But baseball, so I had that same
– you can have, like, good unders in baseball.
Yeah, and also it's, like, the Yankees, so I do kind of still have, like, the rooting interest going into my, you know, decision here. So, I'm taking the under.
I love it.
Yeah, I love you.
And I think that's how gamblers do it, dude.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you know, they're looking at us, bro, the Yankee fans. They're like, oh, these guys are going to hammer the over, and then it's going to be 7-1.
I could be, if I went hardcore on this gambling shit, bro, while it may get me into some trouble long term, I could kind of be nasty with it, I feel like.
Okay.
Like, if I had, like, say, an unlimited amount of money to where, like, it was worth...
There was no risk. Yeah.
I think I would be up lifetime. Like, it would be a net positive. Okay. But, like, I'm just not willing to take
like
that
you
risk.
Had
you know
enough
saying?
To be able to, like, do $10 a night.
Yeah, if I could just, like, test out my ability without having much risk. I guess I could still do that, doing something like $10 a night or something, but...
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I feel like in another world, I have a very, like, successful gambling career is what I'm getting at.
Okay. We'll try that.
Yeah.
We'll try that at some point. Yeah. Maybe not right now. Mm. What, you know, we do a segment called Premonitions.
Mm. I didn't know that. Is that new?
Not new.
About a year.
Not new.
I'm always busy
around
this.
It's newish. I know.
Yeah.
Big game.
Yeah.
There's been more pregame shows without it than with it.
Okay. Premonitions.
They still have that weird wall, right? Like, it's not the old baggy, but they have, like, a right field wall.
Yeah, tall.
How about one of the Yankees gets, like, robbed by that wall thing?
Like, double off that
wall. We're, like, stupid Twin Stadium.
So that's your premonition.
That's my premonition.
Okay.
It could be anything.
Anything. Okay.
Like, it could be Gary.
I've got one.
Okay. BBD will give you another example.
Yeah.
I think Gary knows the Yankees dumped him for the defense, and he knows they're stealing bases this year.
Ooh.
He's pegging somebody.
Damn.
It could be just in this series. I don't know for sure that it's tonight, but... At some point this series, it's happening. He's going to give like a little... He's going to be happy.
Word, okay. Then I'll kind of stick on that same vibe. Gio is going to flip over a railing to make a catch.
Wow.
Yeah. Against...
A little throwback.
And you know who's going to hit the little pop-up?
Who's that?
You might be able to guess. I actually want you to guess.
Wait, let me look at the lineup. Little pop-up, Gio.
Former Yankee third baseman. Stopping a current...
Donaldson.
Donaldson's going to hit a pop-up, yep. And Gio's going to rush over the third base dugout.
I like that. I like that a lot. Whoa.
Yo, what up, Jimmy?
Kind of revealed who it was. You got it. We're doing premonitions. You got anything? You looking for your phone?
No. Thank you.
I gave it to Dre.
Premonitions? Everyone's drinking out there.
What the
hell? Yeah. Dan, I just read your answers to a certain quiz. It was funny. How's your stomach feel?
Good. Wait, what quiz?
Okay. Premonitions, they're playing the Twins.
Oh, my floor.
Do we have a lineup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
DJ, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Donaldson, Hicks in left, Kiner, Falefa, Trevino, Gallo in right.
No Glaber?
No Glaber.
Gallo Stanton and Hicks? DJ. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Dude, what are they doing?
Trying to get them hot.
Who the fuck cares? They got enough hitters.
I know.
Yeah. They see Cole Sands.
Dan thinks Cole Sands is good looking.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares about getting Gallo or Hicks hot? Keep Glaber hot.
I think
dummies.
It's Stanton DHing kind of messes things up a little bit. Once he's in the field, the lineup will look a little better. Then you don't have to play Hicks.
Glaber's so
I think coming off the hamstring or calf or whatever he's got, they're scared of him playing the field.
Yeah.
Like week.
It's rowdy out there, yo.
We stand up to end the show.
Oh, that's right. I was wondering what was going on. You stand up to end the show.
Leave that.
Yo, look at my cool ass shirt in the thing. We even give my shirt no love.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.